Hey, it is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 361. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Crawler, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Johnny, what's going on?
What's up? It's a normal show this week. Cheesy and Crawler will not be dying.
Cheesy, what's up?
What's going on, cheese curds? It just feels like a great Thursday. Just really happy to be here, honestly.
What are you holding for this?
It says I destroyed the Pocky 2021 one chip challenge. That's
That's who sent you that?
I don't even know where that came from. Sorry.
Was that in the box?
It was. I threw away everything that was in the box. I said I didn't even want to see it, and somehow that ended up on my desk, and I was like, all right, I'll keep that.
I threw away that box so quick, I didn't even go check. Yeah. I was done.
It was crazy. His kids got into the garbage and got into that box. It was just the whole thing.
I took that to the outside trash. I made sure it was gone away. I didn't want to.
There's some raccoon out there, like dry heaving,
hiccuping, just like Crawler did. Why do I have the hiccups? This can't be good. That was the best. That was the best line of the whole show. So, well, before we get started, guys, I do want to say, hey, come on over to the Discord. Actually, shout out to the Discord. We're fully boosted. So now you can go to discord.gg/n64josh. So if you guys want to come hang out over there, that is the other fancy. Link still works, but fancy. Yeah, it's fancy now. So that's kind of cool. We've been having a great time over there. Lots of cool stuff happening. The neat thing is it's a work in progress, but like, if you want to just find people to play Smash with, you can join the Smash Friendlies role and just at that role and then get matches. And I see people using it all the time and it's working very well. So we're going to have it set up for Animal Crossing, Rocket League, Strikers. Like it's going to be, if you're looking, basically I want to make the Discord a very like a really good LFG if you're looking for certain games. So come hang out. Again, it's a work in progress. We're getting there. There's still a lot of work to do behind the scenes, but it's coming along. So come hang out there. The Smash Bros tournament is already ready to be, you can register already if you would like. Last tournament was a blast as always. There's, I've got to get some of the clips. There was a Pac-Man, I believe won the tournament. That was just unreal. Like just unreal. Some of the plays were crazy. So I will have some clips for that, but there's just a lot of fun. We are still looking for sponsors. If you're a streamer or you have a company, one of the listeners reached out to me last week and, his wife sells like dog accessories and stuff like that. And so, I think it's HBL Possum Accessories or something is the website. If you guys want to check that out, and we'll give them one more shout out. So check that out. There is a link in the Discord if I did mess up the URL, but you can check it out in the announcements channel. But it was a really, really fun time. And we're just going to keep this thing, keeping it rolling. So you can register now if you're interested. I think that's kind of it as far as stuff that's happening right now. Before we jump into the meat and potatoes, though, Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Discord's a good spot. I have a Twitter, but I did start making TikToks last week, so you can come find me on TikTok.
Get Crawler to 1,000 followers TikTok.
Yeah, get me the 1,000 followers. Right now, it's some Lego stuff. There's the clip from the one chip challenge, and yeah. I'll get some more stuff up there.
Awesome. Johnny, how about you?
I'm I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitch, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. I've been streaming a lot more on TikTok now because we got big things in the works, you know?
Love it. Love it. Good stuff happening there for sure. Lots of nostalgia. Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheezyC64, CheezyC64.
Awesome. And guys, I'm N64Josh everywhere if you want to be able to connect. So first things first, we're going to be jumping into Mario Strikers Battle League. There's a Japanese trailer that dropped. We don't have the US trailer yet, but
I got this. I'll translate it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go. It's all you.
There's no words yet.
Okay. In a world.
The multiverse. The Mario multiverse is happening.
Ooh, amazing. Those cleats were just, they were just something else. So, of course, if you're just listening to the audio, we are currently watching the trailer right now. And I think that we've kind of watched some of this, and I think all of us would agree that this has the most character out of any of the sports games thus far.
Yeah. It feels like a Mushroom Kingdom game and not a sports game with Mushroom Kingdom characters. You know what I mean?
For sure. Well, there's items like having bananas and shells and other Mushroom Kingdom items in there. Like, that was what was missing from Aces. Like, it just felt like a golf game that just happened to have Mario characters in it and nothing else.
Can we talk about what they just showed here? You could like kick your other teammates to like ram them into the opponents or like speed them up.
Yeah, you can get separation.
That's a new mechanic, right? I have never seen that.
Yeah.
Game. It's new. Now, in the past, Strikers games had power-ups and weapons and stuff, like, or items, right? So they were there. But yeah, this slide tackle to move your teammate through an opponent, like, so cool. Like, I'm really liking what we're seeing here. And it looks like there's going to be a lot of life to this thing. And that kick right there, like, so cool. It made the heart on the field and everything. Cheesy, what are some of your takeaways from this trailer?
It looks good. I'm still pretty cautious about it. But like, I like the way that the field looks. It looks like they're combining two different fields together. Because like, if you look at one side, it's like blue and then the other side is green. But if you look at the background, which we don't really get to see too much when we're playing it, but if the camera pulls out, it looks like it's the Mushroom Kingdom and then you have the like Bowser's Castle or something.
So it's like two fields got pulled into one space.
And right.
And are,
yeah, and even the side right now, the huh? sidewalls are different. So yeah, it is, and it's Bowser's team versus Mario's team, maybe, and so you're seeing the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the different characters. People. Yeah, that's going to be that will so be
the pandemonium. I guess the armor or whatever the equipment that they're showing, it looks like it has different stats. So I wonder how that's going to work with balancing. So, is it all going to be nerfed online or like, are you,
I'm sure it'll just have strategy to it. I mean, we also saw images of controllers there. It looks like single Joy-Con is allowed, split Joy-Con and pro controller.
I hope leg strap is supported. But this looks really good. I'm actually really excited for this game. Like it, I just like how it looks. It kind of has like that, like it has like a Tron feel to it. Like a lot of the equipment has right. the futuristic
rollerball. Kind of,
yeah. Like yeah. Right here. Like you see, look at Bowser.
Servant so, says it's given off FIFA Street vibes, which I don't know if you guys have ever played any of those street games. From
a little bit. That
day.
Was like a 3-on-3 in a parking lot arcade-y. Kind of game, right?
Yeah.
Arcade-y soccer game.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what this is. It looks like medals. Also looks like customization.
That's so pretty
we,
cool.
Are we gonna get some, you know, seasons
in-game currency? Yeah, there's the two worlds merging together.
Yeah, that's Bowser's, and then who's the other one? Wait, no, is that Bowser? No, it's not Bowser's. It might be DK.
looks like, yeah, maybe DK and Wario. Who know? Like, it's hard to say.
That's random. I wonder if that's random.
Well, there was a Mushroom Kingdom, and then a like. It, I think we're seeing different fields because it shows on the field, like where the like Mario's question mark block and pipes. I don't know if you guys were picking up on that, but and then also there was like some flames and stuff. So, just the overall, like even the thumbnail for this video, like I'm looking at that right now, like it just looks. it's almost like it's harkening back to the GameCube era a little bit, and you know, kind of like I feel like the other games did the same thing. The other sports games, they stayed true to form, but I don't know that they're held in as high regard as Strikers is. You know, like it still holds up today. Like you go, and I mean the other sports games do as well, but like they're a little more like relaxing or casual. This is very chaotic, and like that's what makes it very, very fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have the GameCube version, but I have the Wii version. The Wii version is a little more tedious to set up, and you have to use the Wiimote and nunchuck because it is reliant on motion controls for the goalie sequence or whatever that you're trying to save stuff. Yeah. That's a little frustrating for longevity's sake. Like motion controls kind of aren't great. It's nice when you can have,
which we'll be talking about
traditional controls later.
You guys will be.
For me, I feel like I'm already expecting Strikers to be better than Aces and Super Rush. However,
you just don't like golf and tennis. Just admit it.
No, I love playing tennis in real life. I haven't played golf yet, but I feel like I would like it. When I saw Aces and Super Rush, I got very excited for those games too, because they do feel, when you first saw them, they looked like new sports games for the Switch. Like this is going in a completely different direction than what we've had before. And they get you really hyped up. And then the final product is okay. And so for me, I guess I'm just trying to not get overly excited about Strikers, and I hope that it's great. But as of right now, I'm just keeping everything in check.
I feel like I'm in a little different place with Strikers. I feel like it looks enough like the GameCube game that I like almost can't get enough of. Honestly, like the last time I played it, I was like, why can't I play this? I mean, I know why I can't play it online, but like that was what I wanted to be able to do. And so if the gameplay is on par with the GameCube version, this is going to be a masterpiece. The hard part is, I think with these sports games is that they just don't really have a long tail, you know? And now they seem to be doing some cool things with this, where they're adding the clubs, and which seems like it would lead to some online tournaments and some things like that.
But they aren't very expansive. That's what, 20 people. So, I mean, that can be,
you're saying you have more than 20 friends.
I don't. I just have these people right here. That's it. You guys.
I'm very important.
Yep.
Like I said, $100 buy-in to get in my club.
That's Johnny Bo. Patreon.com/Johnny Bo if you want to be in his club.
I think the biggest worry for this game, like all the other really Nintendo games lately, is content. Like, are we going to have enough content to hold us over until the next game? Because, you know, we'll be talking about Switch Sports here tonight, and people probably already forgot about it. It's been out a week.
Cheesy forgot it came out last week.
Yeah, I even asked, like, what are we talking about this week? And then I think Crawler said Switch Sports. And I was like, oh, yeah, that did come out. we'll talk about that later. But I mean, with customization in Strikers, with customization in Switch Sports, it's an interesting choice that they're doing, and you wonder, you know, they're going to do that with strikers as well.
From the chat, there's a question here. It says, so the question is, how do they disappoint us? And it's referring to the other sports titles. Now, this is what I'll say. We don't live in the same era that those original sports titles came out, right? We live in an era now where games seem to be supported.
Games as a service.
There are games as a service. There are leaderboards. I mean, for me, Aces didn't. The only thing that was a little bit disappointing for me about Aces was just the way when ARMS came out, and you could literally put 8 people into a room together and jump into voice chat in Discord, and then it would just randomly put you in different matches, and everybody could hang out and play. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was their best online experience. ARMS like gets a lot of flack, but that was an awesome way to do it. That part, what was it called? Party? It was like a party something.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I don't even remember the title or the name of it, but.
But yeah, you could, you know, it just rotates you. And it's just, like, why didn't they lean into that in more of their games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the gameplay of Aces, I loved. I think where a lot of people get disappointed with Aces is the campaign. And I was like, that's an afterthought to me when it comes to these sports games, because I didn't really love like playing through the campaign and RPG style stuff in like golf when I played that, even all the way back on the Game Boy Color. And even on 3DS, the campaign stuff was fine. But it was a good way to pass the time versus just. But what was interesting about the golf one, the campaign seemed to take center stage. Or the golf game on 3DS, but just the tournament stuff and just playing matches. I don't feel like I ever really went and did that because I couldn't sit down with somebody in a living room and do that, it was like a weird transition for me thinking about like the way sports games used to be played is everybody was on the couch and we were all playing together. And the flip side of it though, the tournaments that happened in the World Tour, or you know, is that what it's called?
World Tour.
Yeah. I think where golf disappointed, one, the rush mechanic was fine, but forcing us to do it through the entire campaign made me want to not play it because I'm like, they're literally just padding how long this is taking me to get through this, where I would rather just play the game of golf. And then two, to not have, it kills me that we don't start this show and I say, hey, make sure to join the NPC golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not there. And that bums me out because it's that kind of stuff that where even if we were just firing it up once a week because we were all playing and it was all something that we could talk about, it would be fun and it would be something that people that couldn't necessarily like maybe get into stream and play Mario Kart or
it's a reason to open the game.
It's a reason to open the game.
Right now it's, I don't even know where my copy is. Somewhere probably in its case
in your couch cushion probably. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the biggest disappointment is that what we had in the last game didn't make it over like that. That's what's the hardest thing with a lot of these decisions that they're making is it's like they're taking away stuff that was in the past games that, and I think for people that are disappointed about the campaign and Aces, they can look at the RPG style game that was in some, like, I believe in previous tennis games, I know for sure in golf, and it was a lackluster experience compared to those to those other games. And so
do you think World Tour on 3DS, it didn't sell that well, right?
Right.
I wonder if they were trying to not put as much money into the Switch iteration in case it would fail. But now we know that everything sells on the Switch. So
everything,
it's like,
and they know everything sells on the Switch. I mean, any entry in any franchise is going to be the best selling entry of that franchise on the Switch. It's an install base over 100 million. It's Have we seen Metroid number? I don't know if we've, have we seen Metroid numbers yet?
It was like 3.5 million.
Yeah, it was insanity. Like it for a Metroid game, it was fantastic.
Which is low for Nintendo numbers though, but it's good for a Metroid game.
I think it's the best selling.
It probably is.
2D Metroid at least. I don't know about 3D or best selling overall. I guess we'll find out in like a week or two or a couple weeks when the financials come out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean everything sells on Switch, but that's another incentive to not put a lot of money into it because then
they know it'll sell.
You know it'll sell no matter what. Your profit will be much higher if your budget is lower.
And I wonder if they do studies of like, do you want to play a game that is in the Mushroom Kingdom, or would you like to play a game that is golf that has Mushroom Kingdom characters?
They haven't pulled us since they asked us if we'd pay money for
WarioWare.
Yeah, and that's that for me. I like just some basic Mushroom Kingdom aesthetic. Which I feel is, and if you look at the past Mario games, it's par for the course, not to make a pun, but like,
nice.
But it really, and to be honest, like when you got into World Tour and some of the stuff was like overly Mushroom Kingdom and you had all these power-ups that you were using, I was kind of like, this isn't the golf I wanted to play.
They could have multiple modes, right? In World Tour, they had mini
traditional games. Golf, didn't they? They had just traditional golf.
Yeah, I think they had regular golf. I mean, they had the story mode, which was expansive. Then they had these
challenges.
They're called challenges. Yeah, they're challenges. Yep. And those
have a lot to work through on those. Yeah. Like there are a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one just offered a lot that, you know, right. Super Rush. Just Super Rush and Aces just don't.
Yeah.
Aces is a ghost town now. Like, I don't know what golf's looking like, but Aces, you're lucky if you can even get a match. You have to, if I wanted to, Josh and I wouldn't even have to join the same room. We could just like queue up and we would probably play each other all the way through a tournament.
Mm-hmm. I know that golf and tennis are popular sports, but I think when people are playing a sports game, they get attached to building a team and customizing it. And maybe that's where Strikers is going to do better. I mean, we don't know if you get to keep
getting a Diamond Dynasty mode. We get in a Diamond Dynasty mode. We're getting some packs.
Some packs.
Yep. Some packs.
Yep.
Just real quick for the Metroid numbers, Dread is 2.74, Prime is 2.84. And the original Metroid is 2.73. So it
Dread that was what, 3 months ago? So
yeah, I mean, when do those numbers come out? Where is that just
NPD? Yeah, these are the December 2021 numbers.
Yeah, we'll get.
So and NPD, I don't think Nintendo give NPD eShop numbers?
No.
So that's it's probably higher.
It very well could be. So, and because I want to say that we saw Dread over 3 in one of
that actually makes me a little sad. Dread is like a reports. Great, it's a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And you have games like, I don't know.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Ring Fit Adventure selling 12 million or 13 million.
Yeah,
you have Splatoon 2 selling 14. Sorry, I won't
okay,
go.
Okay, won't okay, okay.
So,
Biometric Dread, jeez.
Yes,
yeah, and when does Strikers is early July, right?
It's June 10th.
Oh, early June. Okay. Oh, so it's coming out right before E3 then.
Right before the
what was quote unquote E3. Have we even talked about that yet? That Xbox. So Xbox released when they're having their showcase. And historically, yeah, so June 12th is when that's a Sunday. So historically, that has kind of been the unofficial. Well, sometimes Bethesda used to go before them. Now they're all one, so it's just on that Sunday. That's kind of been the
unofficial. Is it just going to be an eight hour showcase?
It 90 might minutes. Have to be.
90 minutes.
So that's kind of been the unofficial start to E3 week. Even though E3 is not having anything this year,
goes on Tuesdays.
I was say, are we all kind of putting our eggs in the 14th?
I'll take the 14th. I'll take the bet on the
14th.
I'm not betting anything.
Jesus, do you think it'll be on Thursday? Maybe.
Whatever that Tuesday is.
Yeah, it's 14th. Gonna be Tuesday.
What was it last year? Was that on the weekend
It was Tuesday. It's always like Tuesday. The last presentation. Like the last
the major. Nintendo likes to go, they butt up to the show floor opening so that they have people in at their booth when everyone's here was announced. Like they had people waiting in line and watched that happen. And then
Strikers is probably going to be a big Treehouse game. Like if they do Treehouse this year,
if it's already out, are they going to spend time on like how
we got to try to sell it?
Yeah, I mean, I see Xenoblade having a Treehouse time slot. I see
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem comes out in July, right? Yeah,
Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Whatever else they're gonna announce
the rest of the year.
I'm still on the fence if they're going to have one, and I know that that's weird because it's always, you know, they usually have something in the summer, but we do have a lot that is announced this year. They have been putting out a lot of tweets updating their games. We still haven't even had a indie direct for the year. Where's that?
We need Silksong.
I smell a bet. I feel like this is a bet.
No, there's no bet. There's no
stop trying to make that happen.
We don't have to make them so extreme.
This is why I'm looking for new friends.
We can do like Sour Patch. We can do Sour Patch Kids or something. You know?
Like I'll do a Sour Patch Kid bet if I lose for sure.
You got to do the entire podcast with a bag of Sour Patch Kids in your mouth?
Yeah. chubby bunny challenge
right with Sour Patch Kids. So yeah, so I mean, I don't know, I and to kind of as far as sales numbers and all that stuff, but kind of get back to that original question, like do you guys, I mean, are we kind of in agreement on why, you know, why these games disappoint over, you know, is it this, I know for Johnny it's the support, right, from Nintendo?
I think Nintendo just, I don't know. I don't think they've fully embraced a multiplayer world. Like they want to keep voice chat out of their console. They find ways to encourage, like it's more full featured for couch co-op than online. Because there's things that come out in games that you wonder if you can do that online, and it's only couch co-op. Yeah. And so I think it's still in the past, but looking, they're slowly being pulled into the future, but it's gradual. And it's, you look at Aces and Super Rush, and it's, or even Mario Party. Like there's multiple examples of this where it's been lackluster for being fully featured for online play. And the pandemic, I think, has shown a bigger light on that, because people aren't having their friends come over as much. I mean, that's slowly starting to come back, but gaming has shifted from the four-person couch co-op game to the singular person wanting to have their screen and play with other people. They want, because other games have given you the full features online. Like you can play, you can play lots of games on the other consoles. I think PlayStation even has a feature where like you can, it acts like you have somebody sitting on the couch with
yes.
you.
Yeah, there's a couch co-op. Yeah,
there's a controller passing thing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just they're slow to embrace what is coming. And I don't know if that's a product of their online netcode, which has been getting upgraded. Like, Monster Hunter was great. Like, that was a game that was built by Capcom that was kind of made for that. And first-party Nintendo has been slow when it comes to that. And it's been mainly couch co-op heavy right now.
Yeah. And again, I think it's a sign of the times. And I want to put up Servant's comment here. It says Nintendo is not forward thinking and they prefer 90s style gaming and release a game as done product with no updates and limit online play, you know, family gaming. But I mean, Aces continually dripped characters and had these like, hey, make sure to play the tournament so you can unlock the different colors of Yoshi or Shy Guy or, you know, the different weapons. Or, I mean, there was like one racket. I'm sorry. There was one racket. And then it was mainly like you could get Mario in his overalls, which was also a pre-order bonus. And then the same as Luigi. Right. But it seems like minimal effort. What I'm a little nervous about is looking at Strikers when it showed the playable characters.
The lackluster roster.
It's not necessarily that it's lackluster, but there's eight, right? Isn't that what it was? Like there was
I think there's 12. I think there were six in each row.
Six in each row? I mean, it still seems for the amount of characters that they could pull from, it seems
maybe it was eight, because I think it was a single line. I think you're right. Maybe it was a single line.
We play the same characters in all these sports games. Like, true. Something new. There's so many characters to pull from. Like, I don't want to play as Waluigi. I'm over it. I'm over Waluigi.
When you think of Sluggers, like you get to play as like a Pianta. You know, like that's such a random character, but it's in the Mario universe, and they're there, and it's exciting because it's something different than what we normally see, and then.
Aces put out some different characters, but
yeah, it's just 10 toads, I guess.
But so how often were there updates? Were they even
it was like once a month?
It was once a month, but it was like it was in the marketing material. So it was like that's the question anymore with this. Like even Metroid, like, yeah, it's great. They added boss rush and dread mode and stuff. I think dread mode was a little more of a surprise than boss rush, because I think they had promoted boss rush, if I'm correct. I don't remember if they promoted that or not, but it's like anymore, Nintendo's drops for later on game support is pre-planned. Just you're not getting the full thing at the get-go versus
extra.
Yeah, the Mario Kart DLC is nice, but it's also it's some rehash stuff. They're taking their time doing it. There's I don't know. It's minimal effort, I guess, or just buying developers extra time to get their product done. It's less full featured at the get-go, and it's frustrating. I mean, that's kind of what we're running into, like with Halo right now. Halo was definitely not ready to come out, and they're struggling to keep player base active, even with a new brand new season. It's facing challenges right now. That feels like the same thing Nintendo does all the time.
Yeah, but I think
they get their $60.
They get their money, yeah. And then it doesn't matter. Like Halo's free to play. They need to try to support it to make money. Nintendo, you know, they'll sell their 3 million copies and be like,
And we're the problem.
But it, to me, being able to, like, I would love it if I could set up a, you know, massive strikers tournament, go live on TikTok, and have everybody that wants to join just like they get thrown in. They get that the way Mario Kart works, where an unlimited amount of people can play. I love that. I love it. And thankfully, it's the game that Nintendo has the most sales for, right?
Smash, like, used to have a tournament like that. Smash Wii U had a tournament like that.
I
don't know why they got rid of, why they're getting rid of these things.
It's what we talked about earlier, right? They don't add everything back in. But I mean, to Crawler's point, the fact that there's such a low number of playable characters, we already know, oh, they're going to keep adding more. That so, should have been there from the beginning.
Yeah, we'll get Petey Piranha and Daisy and Birdo and Shy Guy.
There are 10 characters. So Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Peach, Rosalina, Toad, Yoshi, DK, Wario, Waluigi.
No Diddy Kong. Diddy Kong's getting the shaft. Yeah, I don't think Diddy Kong's been in any of these sports games.
Well, here's a question. Is it time to move past Mario and make these more Nintendo sports games? And I don't mean like what we just got, but I mean, what if the Villager and Isabelle and the Inklings and, you know, would that be a better refresh? Like, if you could play soccer with the Inklings, I could see Cheesy starting to get a little cheesy grin right now. Like, would that help? Because I think not only does it give you more characters, but now it's cross promotion, but what abilities do the Inklings have that maybe Mario doesn't have, you know, or what animations at least, like, yeah. Are you slipping in an ink? Like an ink splatter that every character, like, what do the power-ups look like?
Ink on the field and slow you down like it does in Smash.
But it could be open to everybody, right? Just like everybody's able to throw shells. Everybody's going to throw, like, now you've got all these different weapons. You've got all these different power-ups. And I mean, at, you know, you look at Smash and that massive roster, you look at Mario Kart and seeing Link, seeing Isabelle, seeing, you know, they even added like Cat Mario and Tanuki Mario, and you know, there's different variants.
Pink Gold Peach,
right. Especially if they're not like looking at golf, where they're not leaning. You're in the Mushroom Kingdom, but they're not leaning heavy into it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no problem with that being Nintendo, unless they're like being Nintendo characters, unless they're going to lean heavy into the fact that this is the Mushroom Kingdom and this is something happening in that world. I mean, I don't see they should be cross promoting.
Multiverses are the hot thing right now. You know? Yeah. To bring in Inkopolis. Bring in Donkey Kong, like, he's not really part of the Mushroom Kingdom. Like, I know they've
technically, because of Jumpman, I think he's shoehorned in there.
Yeah, but he's technically not even Donkey Kong. He's Kong Jr.
Cranky Kong is that DK. So
if we're gonna
peel back all, the layers of the lore here,
that's
another pun right there. The banana. So
Switch Sports.
Not yet. Cheesy has something to say on this.
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, I will admit that I did buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe because I saw the Inklings in there. I was like, I already have it on Wii U. I don't need it again. And then they showed the Inklings and I was like, well, I guess I kind of need it. But if we get these Nintendo games, like sports games and Nintendo Kart, and we already have Smash, like, I just feel like it's going to get old pretty quickly. It could make it fresh for a little bit, but And it's nice to play as the character that you want to play as. But I just wonder if that is not going to make it as special. I don't know. I feel like,
but just think how hype the character reveals are for Smash. Like everybody loved them.
Yeah, it's true.
Now we don't have something like that. Like you imagine, like, I don't know, Simon Belmont shows up in Mario Strikers.
Just deflates the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw some holy water on the
field. Holy water and
Captain Falcon. Falcon punches the ball. Like, come on. Yeah.
And then awesome. It's gone, and now we don't have a soccer ball to play with. So
we need something like that for Nintendo Directs, like these reveals. We don't have it. Like,
well, it's gonna be the Mario Kart tracks for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I guess.
But we get excited about things that we've already seen before.
And we get excited about things that aren't even going to happen. And then we get upset that they didn't make the thing happen that we wanted to happen. And so,
yeah.
Nintendo Strikers, please. Nintendo Kart, please.
But Cheesy's been playing a lot of soccer lately though, right, Cheesy?
I have been. Yeah. I've been playing a ton of soccer in Switch Sports. I think that is the best sport in that game. And it's so odd to me that they decided to not make that a regular soccer game, but instead make it their version of Rocket League because it's this oversized soccer ball.
I have anxiety playing that version of soccer. Like,
oh, really?
It's much like easier.
If you miss the ball, control. I'm like, I don't want to be that person that missed the ball.
It's much easier to control than Rocket League, though. Like, mm-hmm. Rocket League, you're flying all around with the car. This is much slower. It's a lot slow.
It's very slow. It's
a slowed down version of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious when you head the ball. I think you dive at
plank
it.
And plank in the air.
I really like the version of soccer and wish that maybe the other sports were just as wacky or, you know,
have
just
you done the kind shootout? Of
new twist. Have I haven't done the shootout yet. Nope.
That's only in single. That's only in local play, right? Because
yeah, you have to, it's.
I haven't tried that yet. I need to go upstairs. Otherwise I'll break something down here.
So I've been having a ton of fun with Switch Sports, like the first couple of days. I really do like the polished look of it. I know that's a complaint that some people have is that it doesn't look like the old Wii Sports, but I think it looks nice. I really love Spoko Square and the detail that's added in there. And if you look at the background, there's like people that are eating or they're on their phone or they're watching.
There's a bus that drives by every 15 minutes, apparently, according to Nintendo's tweet.
Yeah. I wish there was a hub that you could like walk around in.
Yeah. Me too.
Instead of the over top down view. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they showing us these fun facts that we can't even see them?
Where's the golf course going to go?
I think it's the lower right. I think it's the lower right.
Oh, I haven't paid that much attention. Is there kind of already a space there?
There's like spaces that people are thinking are for other sports.
I don't even care about a full baseball game. I just want Home Run Derby. Like, I want Home Run Derby back. Tennis feels off. I enjoy badminton.
They all kind of feel off. They all kind of feel off.
Like, I enjoy badminton a lot more. I enjoy volleyball is kind of fun, but tennis, like, I feel like if you get, it's almost like aces, where if you get caught on the back foot with something, the your opponent just has way too many tools at their discretion to kind of just punish you for it. I feel like it's the only sport that you can actively, because of something you do, knock the ball out of bounds. Like volleyball, you don't, like, unless you just don't hit it, it goes out of bounds on like a set. If you mess up a spike, it'll bounce out of bounds. But your spike is almost guaranteed to be in bounds. It's just a matter of if the player you're hitting it towards can react to it. Versus tennis, whereas if you get in a bad situation or you swing the Joy-Con late, it has ramifications on where the ball goes.
I mean, you can do that with like the whole thing of
badminton. I feel like it stays in bounds. It's bad. I enjoy badminton because it's a give and take, and it's if you press the trigger, you do a drop shot, and it's about putting your opponent out of position to have them give you the weak shot so that you can smash it down.
I feel versus like
tennis is just, you get, if you miss on the front player, then you're out of position on your back player, and then you're guaranteed to either hit a weak shot or a shot that's going to go out of bounds. And it just
sounds like you got to get good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Josh called it though. The reason why they're not as accurate as like Wii Sports is because they didn't want people, you know, going so hard that they throw their controller into the TV. I mean, we also know that the Joy-Con. Yeah.
There's an article that a Twitch streamer already did it.
I saw that. But did they do it on purpose?
Yeah, I think they did it on purpose.
They got mentioned in some articles. So
exactly. Yeah.
That probably covers the cost of that TV or monitor that they broke.
So I notice, like, for bowling, you have to go slow or it's going to throw it too early.
Yeah.
You can still get it down there if you're throwing it harder.
But make sure you have the grip on or whatever.
It reminds you every time you come back to the square.
Because these Joy-Con are way too small. Like the Wiimote, you know, it had some heft to it. And it,
I don't know. I mean, I put it on because I don't want the Nintendo ninjas after me, you know. I know they're monitoring us, and so I'm like, no, I got it. You can see. No, I was having a ton of fun with Switch Sports, and it's really cool. The more that you play, the more points you get to unlock these cosmetics. And I know that I'm the exception because I unlocked all of the cosmetics within like 2 days. But then after you do that, there's really no reason to keep playing
because those expire, right? Aren't there gonna, there's gonna be, it says done, yeah,
there's gonna be a new, there's gonna be
days or something ones. Like that, right?
Right. I mean there will be more, but I wish that even when you collected all the cosmetics that you were still building up points, so
welcome to Halo.
Yeah.
It's exactly
are you in the pro levels working towards the higher rank in any sports, Cheesy?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for ranking up in games, but again, like, I feel like I'm just doing it to rank up, but there's not really,
you
like
get anything
in a sense. No, there's
it,
not
it changes bowling for the lesser. I feel like,
see, Josh opened his copy.
Josh has not opened it yet.
Should I open this on the air?
it's fun, right? It's fun. It's a good time. I was playing. I was streaming it, and I was doing friend lobbies, right? And I don't know. Nintendo makes weird choices, so you can only play certain games 1v1. There's some that make sense, like badminton, Chambara, The other one's tennis. The tennis doesn't make sense. There's four people on the court. Why can't I play with four people?
Because it can't handle the net code.
But you could go online, like, on the same system with two people.
True.
And play it that way.
True.
That kind of annoyed me.
I didn't think about that.
One thing that annoyed... Play... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying you could play volleyball with four people. You can play bowling with up to eight people, and you can play soccer with up to eight people.
Now, one thing that annoyed me is my fiance and I were doing like couch co-op. We just wanted to play sports together, and she couldn't play. Like, she wanted to make her own character, but you have to have a Nintendo Online account in order to have a sports mate. You can play as a guest, but if you play as a guest, then you can only get two items for that week.
I found out something about Miis, that it's not, they're not, they're saved on your Switch locally. Like, I had created a Mii for I think the first time you create one is usually for Mario Kart. I think you make your Mii. So I had one on my old Switch, and I was down, I started playing upstairs on that Switch, and then I came downstairs and was playing down here, and I made a change to, because you can't preview your cosmetics if you're playing as a Mii, which I've been playing as, and so I switched back to the other character, and I went to go switch back to my Mii, and it's like, oh, you don't have a Mii on this character, or on this Switch, So I had to go upstairs and do a me. I had to copy my me and save it onto my new Switch. So yeah, that was something interesting I learned.
Yeah, I did hear that you can't unlock anything playing locally. One thing. So if you want any cosmetics apart from the ones that you get, you have to have a Nintendo Switch Online account, and you have to play online. Like, that is, I don't know why. I don't know why.
And it's got stuff that you would want to have, like it's your title and cosmetics for your dressing up your character. Emojis for your reactions. I mean, there's plenty of stuff that should just be rewarded for playing the game.
I have a TikTok video that I want to make tomorrow that is Switch Sports is the Space Jam 2. And what I mean by that is we look at Wii Sports at a like high praise, right? But it was kind of the first of its kind, which would be the first Space Jam. And I think if you go back today, like, yeah, Space Jam, we love it, right? Wii Sports, we love it. But if you go back to it, it's like, it's all right. Like, it was the first of its kind, and that's what made it so magical. And I don't know if it holds up today. I mean, that only has 5 sports. Right now, we are going to be at 7 sports with Switch Sports adding golf. But Wii Sports Resort, that came out with 12 different sports.
Plus mini games. I don't know. I think the difference between the original Wii Sports and Switch Sports is Wii Sports was a pack-in, so you have to pay for it.
Right.
Now you got to pay for Switch Sports, which is $40 or $50 if you got the physical stuff. I don't know. I agree. I think we see this stuff in rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. The charm of Wii Sports was the experience you had with like your family and friends. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's a different world. You know, we probably don't have that type of environment to do this in. Like, it would be fun to play, like, have your family come over for a night and play it. You'd be like, oh, this is awesome. But then when you're like, you would never play it on your own. Like, I don't feel the urge to play it by myself. Like, there's nothing really pulling me to get the cosmetics even.
So Josh has been quiet this whole time because he still hasn't played it. But just listening to us, do you have thoughts? First impressions?
I played the demo and nothing right. really changed.
Wait, what did you talk about? What? You did what?
We're allowed to talk about that now. It's cool.
Should be Nintendo fine. Ninja just yeah. like back there.
Your door you see is
Johnny's camera in black. Like,
the door's open.
Like I mean, we're just
joking. They got him.
They got
He's
him.
Gone. He's gone, you guys. The okay. Oh, phew. All right.
I talked him down.
You're able to fight him off. That's good. Yeah. That's good. I don't know. Can we get through tonight though? Before I start talking, Can we get Johnny's hot take on Switch Sports, Nintendo Switch Sports?
Let me play 2v2 online with my friends on tennis.
There it is. That's what we needed. That's what we needed.
Hey, we just made your TikTok for you, Johnny.
That wasn't even a hot take. That's what everybody wants. All right, I have one. All right.
Oh, okay, you have one? Hang on. Let's get camera one, camera two. There we go.
Chambara sucks.
That's a full TikTok now.
Yep. There we go. No, at the end of the day, Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resorts are something special, right? Mm-hmm. There's no other way around that. And I didn't have the highest expectations with Nintendo Switch Sports because that's such a high bar. Like, that is an extremely high bar. And knowing
I looked up numbers. Do you want numbers?
Yeah.
So Wii Sport, because I was curious. Wii Sports is a
pack flu.
It's a pack-in. So the sales numbers of that is regardless. But Wii Sports Resort, you had to go buy. Install base was a little bit smaller than what Switch is right now. And they sold 33.14 million copies worldwide.
It also had so
the Wii Motion Plus pack-in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of copies.
It's going to sell 20 million. This is going to sell
It will. It will be on the top. I don't even know. Financials, it's not going to be included in recent financials, right? Because it came out after the quarter.
Yeah, it came out a month later.
Yeah. So in what? Late? When will we get that?
Oh, we'll get it. Well, we'll see NPDs.
August?
We'll see NPDs in a couple of weeks.
True.
It'll come out in like August. But I looked on Twitch to see how many people or how many.
Nobody's streaming that.
There's like 3,000. But this is like the release weekend.
Yeah, but what is a stream of that? Like, it's a difference. It's you have to adjust your camera or your setting, or you have to have a big enough space.
Not in cheesy. He was sitting down.
He was sitting down doing it. Sitting
down and playing it.
I've been sitting down doing most of my gaming. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a little more inaccurate. I feel like.
Back to what I was saying.
Soccer, you can play with the joint. Like, were you doing mainly soccer, Cheesy? Because soccer, I think, is built to be it. You can play it with two Joy-Cons.
That's the stuff. He was doing everything.
Yeah, I was going around the horn.
Okay. Lady hasn't opened it.
Lady in chat, I have not opened mine yet. Yeah, same.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let Josh
talk. Hold on.
Go, Johnny, go.
I was just messing with you.
Now you got to really say something.
Ah, God. All right. We all know Chambara sucks.
But
the dual swords is pretty cool. I feel like a Jedi.
You can't like something in a hot take.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. I'll think of one. You say like what you've been trying take, to get out for the past 20 minutes.
No, but I mean, one, in my defense, one of the thing I was excited the most for is like local multiplayer, right? My TV in my living room died. And it's just like not good timing. We're getting ready to go on vacation and everything. So I'm like, I'll take care of that when I get back, right? So that means I'm in my office trying to play it. I'm just like, eh, whatever. I'll get to it eventually. After playing the demo, I knew it wasn't gonna. They weren't gonna be able to recapture the glory days of the Wii, which sounds crazy to say, but I mean, how many like people have already stopped talking about this? And Wii Sports was the reason the Wii was not able to be found on shelves for like what, a year and a half before it became easy. I mean, do you guys remember trying to get a Wii? It was not easy.
You know what?
I gave my roommate clearance to spend my money if he found one. It's like, you could front me this. I will pay you back. Like, that's how crazy it was.
The Switch has outsold the Wii at this point, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't feel like it. Like, the Wii was like this global phenomenon. I feel like that just took over all of the news. And the Switch is selling, you know, bonkers, and it doesn't feel like that.
But again, it was like the first of its kind. I mean, this isn't the Switch isn't the first time that we've had motion control. Like, that was a big reason why Wii was trending. People hitting their TV or throwing their remotes into the TV, that was a reason why it was trending. They couldn't even get them for holidays. That was a reason why it was trending. Like, it was huge. The fact that its name was Wii, it was, you know, reason for it to trend.
I feel like Switch had that. We're coming up on 5.5 years here in a little bit into the life cycle. It's had its like glory moment. It still is selling strong and it's available, which is helpful. And maybe that's why we're not hearing about it, because the series is becoming a little bit easier to find. But PlayStations are still impossible to get your hands on unless you're just waiting by Twitter and ready to press the button.
Unless you're a real gamer like me that got one.
Yeah.
Geeky Suma says it was exciting new tech back then, which is absolutely true when it comes to the Wii. And Lady is saying that Animal Crossing brought so many non-gamers to the Switch as well. And I feel like the Wii did something similar there because, like, everybody's parents had a Wii. You know, my siblings who were not that into game, like, had a Wii. It was like
grandmother once had a Wii.
Yeah, once you played bowling, you had to have a Wii. Like, it just, and I don't know if you guys remember, but back when that was all popular, we were also all sitting in each other's living rooms playing Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero with full plastic instruments.
I got plastic instruments. I got plastic DJ tables sitting over here.
Same. Like, and so it's a different era, and I hate to be the one to say this, but this year especially, it feels like Nintendo is resting on their laurels and not pushing any kind of envelope or doing anything that could really give them the buzz and make us want to make Switch Sports what it needed to be, that like it was for the Wii. They should have delayed this game. They should have gone back to the drawing board a little bit. They should have made the controls similar and not being able to, I mean, we all tried bowling in Clubhouse games and,
Brian's playing DJ Hero still
with his girl last night. I love it.
There's some good mixes on there.
There are there are.
And I like, and I don't know. I don't know if you guys even agree with me. Maybe you disagree with me, but I feel like Nintendo is at the peak with everything with the Switch, and their business is booming and everything is really good. And I feel like when that's happening, there has to be this pullback of, hey, we don't have to take this many risks. So they play it safe. But I don't know how long they, like, we've all seen the ebbs and flows. We're all old enough to know that, like, we watched PS2 soar and PS3 take a long time to get back into the, and
well, Switch 2 is going to come out with Breath of the Wild 2. So they're fine. The Mario Kart 9 as well.
I don't know where I saw it today. I think I saw it as a Twitter poll today. I don't remember who put it up, but somebody was like, does Nintendo release a new console while they're still on their high and games are still in demand, everything's what it is, or do they wait for the Switch to crash before they decide to act and get something new out there?
I think it's a wait. It's a wait and
ride it into the ground and then have to dig themselves out of a hole again.
I don't know that it'll be that if the next system's backwards compatible. It keeps,
I mean, the Wii U was backwards compatible.
But it only had 13 million, right? You know what I'm, you know, like, versus the Switch.
Wii U could play Wii games.
Yeah, the Wii U could play Wii games.
And that didn't help it.
That didn't help.
That was a marketing problem.
But my point now is that there's 100 million people that currently own Switch games and have digital games that better be able to go to their next system.
Yeah, there are 100 million people that had Wiis that didn't. Yeah, but they didn't, only 13 million of them bought a Wii U.
Digital wasn't really an option back in the Wii.
It was, and it was a pain in the ass to get over. You had to move your entire, like, my Wii can play GameCube games, and that's kind of all it's good for now, because my Wii menu lives on my Wii U. My Wii is no longer my Wii. It's just a GameCube.
Yeah. It's a decoration.
Yeah. I heard the Wii U's make a comeback, though. There's a couple really cool TikTok creators that are just really pushing that content.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I'm not like this. to be very clear, I'm still very much a Nintendo fan. I'm very much a Switch fan. I'm very much looking forward to Mario Strikers Battle League. I'm very much looking forward to Xenoblade. I'll buy these games. But like
Xenoblade, I have confidence in. The conversations that we've been having and the constant cycles of disappointment, the goodwill is going to run out. But I mean, finish like
it might,
finish
it what might you're run out, but we're still going to buy it.
We're still going to buy it.
It's and that's what I really think. Like, it's not until Xbox starts to push beyond where the Switch is at, and Game Pass.
We didn't even really get to that.
Really is the Netflix of gaming, and you have that, like, that's what's going to push Nintendo, right? And saying this, one, as the consumer, I want to see Nintendo push the envelope, because when they take risks, you're going to have hits, you're going to have misses. Wii Sports was a risk, and it hit, and it became a massive hit, right? And that's what I want again. I want where maybe we can't all get into our living rooms and do the same thing with Nintendo Switch Sports that we did with, but if we can go online and have the same experience that we had in Wii Sports, that's where the conversation starts to get hype. That's when we're all trying to stream together, and we haven't even talked about it, because it's not even something that's like
feasible.
Well, me and Cheesy said we should play together, right? Cheesy made that offer.
He also said
if I lose, I'll eat another chip. I have that recorded. So,
what can four of us play right now? Just volleyball.
You could do soccer, volleyball. You could do soccer. You could do
bowling. Is that it?
So is volleyball better in arms than it is?
There's volleyball in arms.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, there is volleyball in arms.
I need to
go buy arms. Like, that's so the good.
That's the one game I don't have. I need to go buy arms.
Arms is good.
I haven't bought arms or 1-2 Switch. I don't think they're going to get my money for 1-2 Switch, but I might go buy arms.
I mean, talk about
make some arms content.
Talk about new ideas. That really felt like when the Switch and Nintendo was alive, they were talking about a theme park. They had this new Zelda game. They had Splatoon, which was a pretty new IP that was getting a sequel. Then they had ARMS that has great character design, and the music is so good.
Awesome online. That online that Josh was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Better so than
I'll go
else.
Buy ARMS, and then ARMS 2 will get announced in June. So
there you go. There you go.
I'll go make it happen, people.
I just think it really comes back full circle, which is that games are just different than when they were back in 2006. And
I can go pick up my Amiibo today. I didn't go do that.
I know that a gaming was a magical time back then, because it all was just very different. And I think we've just gotten so used to what games can be with constant changes. I mean, Fortnite really, really changed the game. Hate saying that, but like they did, they changed the game of gaming, because there's just always something new.
And they're still doing it.
Yeah,
like, Fortnite is still popular. It's one game.
Lightsabers came back the other day.
Lightsabers, mm-hmm. They took out building.
And now you can play it on your phone again.
Yeah.
They partnered with Xbox, and you can play it on your phone again.
The reality is, Animal Crossing was the same style of buzz that Wii Sports had, right? Like, that hit at the exact time it needed to.
The right time.
And so there could be a level of expectation that as Nintendo fans, we want that again. Like, it was so fun being able to play Animal Crossing for months with hundreds of people online, having street, like doing streams,
graduations and wedding things.
I know, ladies in chat, like, and Crawler, I can't remember. Remember when we had 8 of us on one island? We were all trying to take a picture, jumping off the dock at the same time. Like,
we were all down in your southern hemisphere at like the end of the season, trying to catch different things. And
yeah, yeah. Getting we were all so making somebody, making bait.
Somebody was making bait and leaving it on the yeah Yeah.
Yeah, like
the only pain in the ass with that game is when somebody comes in and somebody leaves. You have to take a 5-minute break. You can go to the bathroom and make a sandwich and come back, and they're still leaving.
Yeah. But that kind of stuff, we played forever.
The Switch had its moments. Like when it first released, Zelda was out. Zelda was outselling
launch day. The Switch. Yeah, copies of the game sold than the console. Yeah.
Mario Kart, for some reason, blew up again. Right? Everybody bought that. Everybody's still buying that. Animal Crossing. So it's like, it's not like, I just feel like we're in a lull that they kind of got comfortable. Like they made their money. They're still making their money. They don't need to take risks right now. Maybe when the next console comes out.
And the Switch is becoming a Pokemon machine monster, right?
We got a new generation this year.
How many Pokemon games? Like, we have Let's Go. There's like 4 different gens in either remake or original release, plus Arceus, plus Pokemon Snap, plus... Is there anything else?
There's Mystery Dungeon.
Those are remakes, yeah.
You count Pokken?
There's Pokken Tournament. There's Cafe Mix. Did you say Unite?
Unite.
Unite. Apparently, Unite is huge. Like, it has like 70 million downloads on mobile. Everybody makes fun of me for Unite. But,
but like, is there another Nintendo console that has more? I mean, the DS family,
I think 3DS does because they brought a bunch of
family. But that's the DS family, though, right? Because it's pulling.
Well, it has XY, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, Sun Moon, Ultra Sun Moon,
Mystery Dungeon. That doesn't count.
There's Pokemon Shuffle. There's
Crawler's making the rules.
There's Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, Silver, Gold.
Oh, is this on eShop? Crystal. You can buy all the old ones?
You get that on the eShop.
Okay.
There's Detective Pikachu. Pokemon has always been...
Yeah. But, I mean, huge. The Switch... and the amount of copies they're selling is crazy. Like, Pokemon's going to own the top 10 on Switch.
Yeah, it's going to sell 25 million copies this year, probably.
Yeah, we barely even touched on that. We're getting another Pokemon generation this year. We don't even know when that's going to be.
Nintendo's just counting their money. They look like that Scrooge McDuck that he's just diving into.
How does he not break his neck diving into that?
Cartoons.
Don't think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he also would spit the money out of his mouth. Yeah. Like
that's not sanitary.
Yeah. How many little kids were watching that? Like. Get in their mouth and swallowing pennies and spitting them out like. So gross.
Well, hey,
so
who thought we were going to talk for 72 minutes today?
Not me, but
and we still have 6 other.
We've got more topics to go. This is like the Xbox Factor podcast. We're going 2 hours, baby. We're just strap in. Here we go. But no, I mean, it's for me personally as a Nintendo fan. I'm loving playing Mario Kart. I'm loving the community aspect of it. Right. Like, and it's a slow burn of getting lives to go. Like, it's hard. It's rough on Twitch. TikTok has brought new life into Mario Kart for me because there can be times, like I said, we've had 400 people race. We've had, I'll have 200 people hanging out and it's building community. Like we're making friends. And that's what I love the most about gaming. And that's what I like, something like Nintendo Switch Sports, like, man, I just wanted to get into Discord and like bowl with a bunch of people and have everybody like really enjoying it and having a good time. Mario Kart, solid gameplay. Yeah. The netcode's garbage. And you know, like we've played the same content for a really long time, but everybody has it, you know, I use the term loosely, but I mean, that's that the thing is with so many sales of that game, most people are like, oh, hang on. I'm going to go get my copy and jump in. And I would have loved it if Switch Sports was that next game that like we would still be talking about a week from now, that like talking about the way that we hold the Joy-Con, you know, and our technique for getting strikes and that.
Can
kind
we
of
do
thing.
A custom
like,
lobby and get 16 people bowling or no?
You get 8.
Eight.
Max is 8.
Yeah.
And it's normal bowling. It's not battle. This is how I hold my Joy-Con.
Well, so...
strap it in. safety first, please.
I'm going to have to start censoring Johnny here.
I didn't even notice that.
I mean, 1:30 is late. We've already gone late, but I figure why not? Like, one thing about battle bowling, I don't know if it would mess up the net, if the net code just can't handle it. Let the people just play out their frame, like, let them get practice online. I don't know why it has to just sit your ass on the couch and just sit there and clap. Like, you can leave, but like, let some, like, if you're playing with us, like my two kids were playing up all weekend. If one of them gets knocked out, let them keep bowling so they can practice or do something. It's kind of a slap in the face to play three frames. You have a bad frame and you're out. Like, I don't know.
Do you have to wait the whole time in order to get XP? Or
no, you can leave. If you're okay. Solo, you can leave. But if you're with somebody else, then you're waiting until they're done.
I got you.
I don't know. Josh hasn't played, so he can't give an opinion.
Well, I played the demo.
I know that Josh,
I got banned from the demo.
Josh will jump in once they have Mario cosmetics.
Well, I did, all right. I don't want to talk about what I saw in data mines.
Ooh.
But I saw some data mines.
That are going to be exciting. Well, and the thing is, I'm going on vacation. And it's a timeshare. My parents are there. My sister and her family are there. So, like, this is going to be the time that this gets some... But the other thing is without Home Run Derby, I'll probably end up, unless I want to take my Xbox, I'm going to buy MLB The Show on Switch also, so I can do Home Run Derby and play baseball games with my dad, because that's just what we did growing up, and that's what, you know, like, and then I don't have to pack up.
You took the Series X with you last time, right?
Yeah, I did, but and the Switch, if I can just bring the one system, that'd be my
preference. You just need a computer. You can play, is that on web? I think it might be on web.
It's on cloud. I could just set up my iPad and hook up a controller to it. But the Wi-Fi there is not great. Yeah. So, you know, but yeah. So, you know, we'll give it a go. It's just it like I said, I just want to see that hype level where everybody's excited.
Well, and the quality to stay at something that
at the Nintendo quality. I mean, that's I don't
because it has been shoddy as of late. Like, I feel like this was not a very positive podcast, but like, you got
to
be.
Hold on. I just to clear that up. Like, I don't think that we're being negative. We're
being constructive. Just, we're being constructive.
Yeah,
because we want to see improvement as opposed to kind of phoning it in. Like, I feel like that's the best description. Is like, games are phoned in because they know what we talked about earlier. They know they're going to sell. So let's do a cost benefit analysis and get it out the door with, we're getting golf later. Like, and when is that even? Is it over the summer or is it
in fall?
I said fall.
October? Like, fall. Yeah, like, wow. And this could be a platform, like, sell it as a platform. Like, I'd be okay with the game being half complete if there was a roadmap. I don't know. We talked about, I guess that's kind of, don't tell us that more
stuff. If I ever see Nintendo put a roadmap out, I might have a heart attack.
But at the same time, I don't think you want them to, because that's what makes them Nintendo. Yeah. Like, whenever we think that we have them figured out, they do the complete opposite, and it's so random. And sometimes it works, and other times it was, you know, they tried it. But I was thinking about it earlier, and maybe like, they're not great with online gameplay. However, their $20 DLC packs are usually like great. I mean, when you think of Breath of the Wild, that one's good. Octo Expansion is great.
What was
you
have it? The, what was Breath of the Wild? Like, that got criticism. What?
Are you saying Breath of the Wild's not good? The DLC's not good?
That got a lot of criticism.
Well, they're wrong. The DLC was awesome.
Go ahead.
If you don't like the Breath of the Wild DLC, just don't talk to me ever. The
I thought it had the best fight at the end of the DLC.
I just liked the, like, you only had half a heart or something. Like, it was challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if these people weren't so used to baby games, they would No. Wait, I got one last one. All right,
one last one. We'll wrap up on this. Here we go.
Okay. So I like playing soccer in Nintendo Switch Sports, but my teammates suck. Stop running. We're not 5 years old. Stop chasing the ball the whole time. Have some strategy, you know? Pass to each other. Stop sucking.
Whoa. I have one clip I need to post where I faked somebody out, but I think I kind of faked myself out because I thought I had kicked the ball and they like went and did a header because they were like, oh, I'm gonna defend it, but then they went right past it and I was like, oh, all right, and I took it to the goal and scored.
Gonna slam on the brakes, they're gonna fly right by.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, you guys, thank you for hanging with us. This has been the longest shows we've done in a very long time. So chat, we love you guys. Thank you for hanging out. If you guys are listening to this after the fact or watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Like, we're really excited to be doing this. Like, we're having a really good time with it and excited to see where it goes. And so thank you. Yeah, for everything.
Go follow me on TikTok. I need followers.
Yeah, there you go.
Follow
if you're still TikTok, here.
You live.
If they're still here, they're already following you.
I would hope. Nightcrawler 724. Nightcrawlers with not the E.